This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. A few years ago, Reginald Bess, the varsity coach for the Tarboro High School boys basketball team in North Carolina, took his son Christopher to work at the tender age of 3. Christopher Bess turned out to be such a good assistant coach that he is still helping his dad at the ripe old age of 5. He's become something of a star doing it. He's got 260,000 followers or teammates on Instagram. The whole family now chips in to help Christopher out, putting together videos, scheduling interviews, selling some merch. We got the younger Coach Bess and his dad on the line to talk about Christopher's burgeoning coaching career.
My name is Coach Christopher Bess. I'm only 50 years old now. I'm already a coach.
He's only 50 years old. You're already a coach.
He's probably been doing this about the past 2 or 3 years. I started watching, like, scouting basketball games versus opposing teams. And I'll see this little streak come by. Then I see it come by again. I was like, is that Christopher going from sideline to sideline? And then, Lord and behold, it's Christopher.
I mean, in the locker room, we say, I know I can be what I want to be. Be.
We've been noticing, like, the fans and the community, they've been seeing it for the past 2 years. One of my friends said, Bess, I'm going to put something together for you. And I was like, okay. I thought you were talking about something dealing with the team. Then next morning, I was just getting phone calls left and right. And everybody was like, Christopher's going viral. He's going viral. And I was like, oh, my goodness.
I don't know why I got the followers, but.
Because you just do what you do, right?
Christopher has no idea for us the impact that he's made. He's coming more out of his shell now, just talking, even though majority of the time in his imagination. He's imagining a lot of things. He thinks he's 50 or 60 years old. Little things that he says, and he coaches the City Reapers basketball team because he watches them faithfully.
I was such a lad with a Paw Barrel. Then when I was 50 years old, I was like, can I still coach for Paw Barrel? And I told myself, I should coach for City Reapers.
But you didn't let me know you was leaving because you told me that I work for you now.
When he walks in a gym, you can really see, like, he's in his domain. You know, the community loves him, my players, even some of the other coaches. Like, well, where the real coach at? We want to see the real coach today.
I tell Coach Martinez, every time they lose, tell me what they need to do.
Oh, okay. So you don't lose, though. But we say, you don't lose. It's a learning experience, right?
Yep.
You never lose. It's always a learning experience, right?
Yep.
That's right.
In one game, he had left us and went to, like, one of the, we didn't even know the team name or the coaching name. Christopher, he was on their bench coaching, and the coach sat down and let Christopher stand up and coach. And I went over there and apologized to the coach. I was like, Coach, I'm so sorry. He was like, let him do. Let him be. He's doing better than me.
Like I always say, do not let them win. Play your butt off. Keep playing your whole role. Leave everything on the floor.
My daughter, you know, she's a marketing specialist. She said, I wanted to kind of do something for Christopher and do something for us, you know, for us, just for my family. Because I think she told me, like, people would ask him, like, you all should get some T-shirts. You all should get some more merchandise and try to market him that way. I tell him, just like I tell my students all the time, chase your dreams. Just knowing how, you know, he engages and embraces just the game itself, it's amazing to see. And I'm not forcing anything on him, you know. I know a lot of people say sometimes, you know, you let kids be kids. But right now, like, he's loving it. If it brings happiness and it puts a smile on his face, that's what I like to see.
Every day is game day, baby.